You talked to the group about some of the infrastructure challenges that are out there for rural America, especially in the areas that are trying to produce biofuels and in North Dakota where they're drilling for a lot of petroleum as well. What are those challenges? What needs to be done?
Well, we basically have an infrastructure that we have not maintained at the same level. And I wish I could have shown a graph. I forgot to put it on there, showing the degradation curve of pavements and roads, where they look okay, but underneath they're falling apart. And that's what we've got going right now is the engineers will tell you that, yeah, it looks okay on the surface, but underneath it's starting to crumble. And by the time it becomes visible, then people say, yeah, we got to repair it. But by that time, it costs you 2 to 3 times the cost instead of doing the normal maintenance, the normal repair, the upgrading and when is necessary. So that's one of the issues. And just getting the political will of people to pay for systems that they want to use, but they've gotten used to the idea that they don't have to necessarily pay for it. And I think those are two huge problems.
Of course, in some of the rural areas, we're really running up against it because there might not be a high population to support a lot of roads, but these roads are being inundated lately with heavy trucks that are hauling the biofuels and some of the equipment and actually the fuels themselves out of those areas.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, our highway and road network is absolutely essential to agriculture, yet it doesn't have the population or the traffic density that, you know, you have in cities and high population areas, but you still need it. It has to be there. Or not only does the cost start going up significantly, sometimes it actually gets to the point where you can't produce the things that we need in the city. So we need this integrated transportation system that connects the light density traffic areas with the heavy density traffic areas and everything in between.
Seems like the rub on all that is, how do we pay for it?
Absolutely. How do we get the political will to pay for it? And we need to move there, and quickly, I think. So,
excellent. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about what you told the audience today, and I guess what they should know about the infrastructure that we're seeing in rural areas?
Well, I think there's going to agriculture really needs to be at the table in the reauthorization of the surface transportation bill that's going to be coming up. It expires in 2009, September 30th, 2009. They really need to be involved in the debate, you know. They need to be represented.